Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My sister was planning a surprise birthday party for our little baby brother, Bubba. Yes. So he was having a surprise party. It's not even, his birthday isn't until Wednesday. So it really was kind of last minute. And so my best friend and I, Wifey, got to come to my hometown for the very first time that she's ever been there either. We've been best friends for, gosh, 22 years now, and she's never been to my hometown in North Dakota. So that was the first time that she got to go back. Her and my brother are good friends. They are so tight. So that was fun to, like, when he actually got surprised by us, he saw me, and then he saw my best friend. He's like, what the heck are you two doing here? Like, it literally was like that. But it was funny because we flew into my little hometown of North Dakota, and the entire time I thought I was surprising everybody. Like, when we booked our tickets and we're like, we're going to fly in to little North Dakota, I just told my mom and my sister, because my sister was throwing the party and my mom would be mad at me if I didn't tell her I was bringing a guest home. You know what I mean? Like, if I just showed up with somebody and was like, hey, mom, she'd be so mad at me. So I gave my mom a heads up and my sister a heads up that I'd be coming into town. But I told my mom, I was like, don't tell anybody I'm coming. I want to surprise everybody for Bubba's birthday, right? And so I fly into town, and we are staying at the hotel the first night, so my brother doesn't know we're there. And we met my mom out at a little bar that she frequents. My brother doesn't go there, so we wouldn't ruin the surprise, right?
Gotcha.
But, like, there's a bunch of people out there who I thought I'd be surprising as well, because I told my mom not to tell anybody I'd be coming out, right?
Yeah.
So we show up to the bar, and I was just like, surprise. I'm like, yeah, I'm in town just surprising Bubba. And everybody's like, oh, your mom told us you were coming. And
I figured your mom probably
blabbed. My mom can't keep a secret to save her life. So everybody in town but Bubba knew I was coming.
That
so kind of
sucks
kinda
for
funny.
You, because I know how you're like an attention hound.
Whatever,
and so you were probably
up.
Like, I'm going to surprise everybody and they're going to love it. And they
yes!
already knew it. So it probably was a big letdown for
it
you.
Was a big letdown, yeah. But not because I'm an attention hog. It's just because I
hound.
I went through a lot of effort to surprise people. Like, you don't get that opportunity often.
No,
and
you
so
don't.
That was what bummed me out. And so I, like, my mom's like, well, I didn't tell your brother. I'm like, good, because it's for him.
But he,
like,
heard it from somebody else, from
no,
somebody else, from somebody
it
else.
It actually worked out well. He didn't get, privy to the surprise until
that's
it
good.
Actually
that's
happened. But it's just so funny, just even, you know, doing something like that and all the things, all the working pieces of it, right? But it was fun because, like, my brother, he's not married. He doesn't have any kids or anything, and he's the baby of the family, so he gets, like, babied a lot, right?
Yeah.
And my sister especially, like, she likes to baby my little brother. And so for all of his friends to be in a hotel banquet waiting for him to walk in, you know, it was just fun. It was a fun time. So we had a blast. We
did
really
you?
Did. Yeah.
Was it good to be back in, like, a small hometown for you? Like, did you have any inkling to move away
or
move back, or
absolutely
is nothing
not.
Like that ever
no.
out there?
No. Why are you asking me to move?
No, I was just curious because I know, like, when we go back
me?
To small town Iowa, you know, area, we're like, man, just life's a little slower. It's a little quieter. It's
yeah.
just a little more peaceful.
But you go back for a vacation. I go back and all of the memories of growing up in a small town come flooding to my
sure.
face. So that's the thing, is I grew up in a very, very small town, and I have all those memories already. I know what it's like to live there. It's one thing to go back and be there for a week and you have the slow paced life that seems like it's such a change from what you're doing. But when you have to live that day in and day out, it's different.
Yeah,
it's different. It's like when you're trying to get to the post office and the person in front of you has no reason to hurry.
Right. And then you get to the post office and that person's out, you know, back wandering around or something.
Yeah.
Or on break.
Yeah,
there's a little
exactly.
sign. I'll be back at 2.
Okay, so how funny. When we went to the hotel, right? Like, we were going to check into our hotel and there was nobody at the front desk. There was nobody at the little bar
just
area.
Just grab
next
a key
to it.
And let yourself
exactly.
into a room.
Exactly. There was nobody there. And then all of a sudden we look and we see there's a phone hanging on the wall and it says, please pick up the phone for assistance. So we picked up the phone And the phone at the front desk started ringing.
Oh, no.
Like, literally where we were at. And we're like, what would this even do?
Just go ahead and get behind the desk and help yourself.
We were there for 15 minutes until somebody came down, and they were cleaning the room upstairs. Because not only did they check people in,
they clean it,
and they help land the planes at the airport in their spare time. Like,
they
so
run the diner.
Exactly.
Can I get you a drink?
The small town feel is great until you live there
and you have to abide by
those small town rules. And so I think the one, like, it does, what I like is you can see the stars from my hometown. Like, when you look at the sky, you can see every single star in it, and that brings me so much joy. And then, like, everybody says hi to you. That's also the thing, is like, you forget that, like, everybody greets you, you know. And so that's almost a little exhausting in itself, but it's also kind of, you know, it's sweet.
It's charming.
Because
there's
a
charm to it.
There is a charm to it.
Leave your front door unlocked. Leave your keys in your car type thing. That's what it's like in Iowa.
You can't do that. They'll still steal your car.
Oh, really? you told me about the part of town you're in.
You can't do that.
I got to ask you, did you go back and rekindle any relationships or anything from anybody from high school?
No.
Or?
That's not what I go home for.
Well, did it cross your mind?
No, that's what I left. No. There's nobody there. Even if I did think about it for a small second, there's literally nobody there. Nobody there that I would even. It's funny. So my best friend and I, again, she came with me to my hometown, and her and I went to the bar that I, when I did go home and go to the bar, there was one I went to specifically where a bunch of people my age went to. I went to see one specific person, but it was a girl, and it was just to, you know, like, I was hoping, I don't know, like,
to make out?
No.
Oh.
No. She's just not my favorite person, so I was
rekindle something?
If I
or?
See you and you got fat, I'm going to laugh at you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Harsh, bro.
Well, no, but really, like,
so you,
when
you
I go
essentially
back home,
met up with her to see if she looked horrible?
No, I did not meet up with her. I want to see her just so she can see me.
And you're like, I'm looking fabulous.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the only person I wanted to see, and
so
it was
you met
just
up to
flex.
Brag?
I did not meet up. But, like, literally wanted to see her, like, didn't meet her. I wanted to see her so I could flex a little.
So you drove around town until you saw her?
No, did not see her.
Oh, you didn't.
No, we didn't end up seeing her. But she's the one person I wanted to see so I could be like,
gotcha.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
That's weird.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's be a chick thing. I don't know.
That's not weird at all.
I hope Tina's there because I look fabulous.
Well, yeah.